Blog Talk Radio.
Brother B.
What up, Big Red? What up, everybody in Blog Talk Radio world and land? It's another episode of The Menu. It is I, Brother B, and you're rocking with the hosts, with the mosts, bringing it up on the rear, never late, always great. Big Red,
and you gotta appreciate.
Yep, one you got to appreciate. Oh, Big Red, what's the deal? What's the deal, Big Red?
Yeah, just chilling, man. Just enjoying, you know, my last day. You know, tomorrow will be my last day getting up 5 in the morning. And I'm happy
well,
about
your
that.
Last, well, don't say it's your last day. It's your
oh,
last
no, not
day.
Like that.
For the work, yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah,
we don't want that.
No, no, not like that. But it's just you know, last day. Well, my schedule was going to change, so my work week.
Your work week. Yeah,
yeah,
I don't want to be your last day because if you know that, then you need to let me know. Lotto number tomorrow.
The lotto number.
Yeah. Ahead of time, what's all that about?
I'm happy about that because. Whew, getting up 5 in the morning ain't no joke when you're a certain age, after a certain age.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can get up, you know, it's easier to get up and go to the bathroom around that time. Because you know you're
going
to go back to
bed. Right, because you go back to bed. Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to get up and start the day. That's like, whoa. Like, really?
That's rough.
Like, am I actually an adult? So, not really feeling this adult concept. So,
yeah,
and, you know, we're gonna touch on that. So, once you get on, what up, y'all? It's Big Red, Brother B. Another episode of The Menu. What up? On Blog Talk Radio, guest calling number is 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. All right. Yeah. Now we just gonna we gotta jump into this topic because you know there's a couple of other things we need to touch upon. So I was Facebooking today and last night
Facebooking.
Cause I mainly do it like when I'm at you know I just got downtime at work. Someone in my you know someone that I know posted a video.
Mm-hmm.
So. It was a video of a man and a woman with like, I think, 3 kids, and they were married.
Mm-hmm.
But the wife had a girlfriend.
Mm.
And, yeah, so they were getting a divorce because the girlfriend was jealous and wanted to be in the marriage. So they were getting a divorce so all 3 of them can be married.
Wait a minute.
Exactly.
They were getting a divorce? So all 3 of them can be together?
Yeah, so all 3 of them can be married. Apparently,
oh, no.
it's called polytriad.
Mm.
I looked it up. It's an actual situation. Polytriad. I'm just talking about anybody else that's out there. Listen, I'm not making this up. You can Google it. It's called polytriad. Basically, it's a situation where, like, you're married, you're a couple, but then someone has a side piece, and the side piece is involved in the whole situation.
Wow.
So they all live
wow.
together. The children call both women mothers, and I'm like, oh, really? I'm like, okay. Now, you know, my smart ass would be like, yo, that's hot. But really, it's like, yo, I got two wives. You know what I'm saying? But in the grand scheme of things, first of all, the children are going to be hella confused. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, how do you negate that? Like having the whole two
among
wives,
the children. Among
well,
the children.
I mean, no. I'm just saying in general, you're a dude with two wives. You know what I'm saying? Like, and they said in this situation, they all sleep in the same bed. Like, all right, first of all, how did you just
wait a minute? Did you say
like
they all sleep in the same bed?
Yeah, all three of them. The two
oh,
women
no.
and the husband. They all sleep in the same. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is why I was like, oh, we
oh
got
no.
to because
oh,
my
no.
thing is this. I'm not knocking anybody's house. Everybody, you do as you see fit.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, there could be there's a recipe for calamity somewhere along the line.
Exactly.
Because, and I'm just interested in how people just make up these terminologies for these situations, polytriad. So that's
let me tell you something.
Please,
and I hate.
Please,
I don't want to. I don't want to say this, but I'm gonna have to say it. And I hope nobody really takes offense to it. If they do, you know, I'm sorry. But I'm gonna have to say it, and I'm gonna say it in a nice way. Caucasian people make
no.
up
this
things.
Wasn't a Caucasian couple. This wasn't a Caucasian couple.
They're not.
I mean, they weren't black. They weren't. They were ethnic. They were ethnic.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't Anglo-Saxon.
So then what were they?
I mean, they were Hispanic.
Oh, they were.
Yeah, but the whole thing
is... My apologies.
But the thing is, this is not... Apparently, this is not something new. This is something
right.
that... You know what I'm saying? So, I mean... This could be something with black people. This could be white people. And this could be something with anybody. I mean, we've heard of polygamy before, and we've heard of, you know, other types of situations. So I guess this is like a polygamy with...
All right, but it seems like they put these things in place when they feel like it. Like, I don't
well,
think
yeah,
anybody else would make this stuff up.
Yeah, nah. You're right, nah. I mean,
and then they put a terminology to it. They put a terminology
well,
to it, like to make it okay.
Well, my thing is this: that's the problem. It's the label. Because, all right, in other countries, in other cultures, they believe in having multiple wives or multiple husbands.
Right. Okay.
So, over here, in this country, it just seems like there's a whole lot more restrictions. Where it comes to it, and it makes me really wonder, like, why? Like, why in other countries there's certain things that go on that over here is like, oh, no, you can't do that. Like, oh, no, you can't
it's
can't
like
do
a taboo.
That.
Right, it's like a taboo.
Yeah, but
there
yeah.
There was a show that used to come on Discovery Channel that used to be called Taboo, and they used to do stuff like that. They used to bring out, like, certain things that certain cultures do or people do and other places of the world that they don't do here.
Yeah, and I'm like, so what makes it so bad? Because we're brainwashed to believe certain things. Now, once again, I'm not condoning and I'm not defending, but you're never going to have me be on a subjective end. Like, I'm remaining very object about this. I'm speaking objectively. And my thing is, so I just find the terminology interesting. Like there's actual there's an actual label for it. But I'm sure, like
I
said, in other countries, in other countries, they do this and they look at it like it's nothing. Like they can have multiple wives. Like I don't understand. I mean, listen, even in the Bible, Moses, and there are other characters in the Bible that had multiple wives.
Multiple wives, right.
So my whole thing is, and I don't think, you know what I'm saying, I'm not like an expert on the Bible, but I don't believe that that was even just limited to men. Because I'm sure there was women out there. I've heard stories, like in other cultures years ago, there was places where there were women that had multiple husbands.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
so
I believe that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so my
definitely.
Thing is, I don't see how, like, things like this happen, and it's a shock. But at the same time, how do you make it normal when we have been trained to believe that, like, this is not normal?
And also,
you know,
look at the
saying?
Fact that, like, the people that get offended, not to cut you off, but the people that get offended by it or have something to say, but you're all right with sleeping with somebody's husband or sleeping with somebody's wife. They're just cutting out the middleman.
Exactly. Well, yeah, well, they're not.
Basically.
Yeah, not just cut out. Yeah. And you know what? That's the thing. To a degree, it's like cutting out the middleman, but what it is just everybody's co-signing on it. It's like, all right, so I'm your husband, and you got a side chick. Okay,
mm-hmm.
No problem. So, okay, I'm cool with that. So, you know, we all
right.
just, you know, live together under one household. Like, we're
right.
all married. So it's like she's married to the her chick, and then the chick is married to the husband. So I'm like, exactly.
Oh,
like,
God. But then we get angry
what?
With Love and Hip Hop.
You
know
what I'm saying? I don't really watch that, but
I know,
but
I'm saying
the same lines here.
Right, yeah, we get mad with Love and Hip Hop because guess what? That's what Love and Hip Hop, the one, the Atlanta one, the New York one, and I guess the whatever other one, they're doing the same thing. They're doing the same exact thing. This one's sleeping with that one, this one married to this one, and this one ain't divorced yet, but he's still married, but he about to marry the next one.
Yo, I don't, that sounds kind of confusing. I mean, really, it just
but
sounds
not,
really confusing.
But it's not no confusing than what these people are doing.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, listen, I don't care what you know what I'm saying? I don't care what you do. There ain't none of my goddamn business.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is, it's just amazing how they just come with these labels and new ways to do it. Like, I was looking at something else. Okay, so you got transgender, right? Now, transgender,
mm-hmm.
I think, is a word that's about what? How many years old is that? Probably about 2, maybe 3 years old?
2 or 3 years old, yeah.
Yeah, transgender. Now, for those that do not know the definition, transgender, means denoting or relating to a person whose sense of personal identity and gender does not correspond with their birth sex. So, in other words, if I wake up and one day have an epiphany and, like, you know what?
I want to be a woman.
I'm a damn.
I am woman. Hear me
roar. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't feel manly. I'm a woman.
Today.
Yeah. Well, say, well, every day. From this point on, I'm a damn woman. So my whole thing is, okay, but do you really have to come up with a title for this? Do you really have to come up with a title for this?
Yeah, you know why they have to come up with a title to it? Because they have to feel included now. Remember, if we live in a society now where everything is, what's that word I'm looking for? Politically correct. Everybody wants to be accepted. So now we have to find a title to make them feel accepted. Because they're human beings, We just have to find some type of title for them.
But why can't you just be a human? Why do you have to be a person and call yourself, oh, I'm a trans? Because then you got, I'm starting to get confused. You got too many trans. You got transvestites, you got transgender, you got trains, automobiles. You got all types of stuff going on. And I'm like, dude, like.
You got transvestites.
Yo, I don't.
Oh, my God.
Like, you know what? I'm like, I'm not trying to be ignorant, but at the same time, it's like the stuff, some of the stuff, like, you really just have to Google it and be like, oh, that's what that means. But I'm like, why does it have to mean something? Like, why can't you just be a human being and just.
Because everybody
wants
to have these rights.
Oh, okay. So it's for legal purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Like a village.
Yes, exactly what it is. It's for legal, like I said, politically correct. It's for legal services. It's the fact that, oh, you know, he, mayor so-and-so wants, senator so-and-so wants to get elected into office. So you know what? Oh, well, those people want to fight for their rights, but what do you call them? Okay, let's give them a name now. Okay, let's help so-and-so, you know, let's give them a name now so this way they can feel included. That's what it's all about now. You're right. We need to be just human, but everybody has to have, like I said, it's more of the being politically correct because we don't want to just walk around and call them the G word or the F word, and then it's, you know. So, you know, everybody's so sensitive to that. I mean, I'm not saying that those words are nice words to say, but everybody is so sensitive now.
Well, homosexual to me is just a normal way of saying that you have an alternative lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just prefer, you're a man that prefers men, and you're a woman that prefers women. You're homosexual. Okay, fine. See, I can deal with that. I can deal with I can deal with it, but my whole thing is, like, what's the purpose of it? Once again, why can't you just be a human person with your own freaking preferences?
No, you're right, but that's not the world we live in anymore. That's not the world we live in. Everybody has to have a label, and like I said, it's more for, you know, their right. It's more about their rights because they want, like I said, look at with the bathroom situation now where, you know, whatever you identify yourself with, that's how you go to the bathroom. And,
I'm still not in agreement with that.
Me neither, but
I'm still not feeling that. Because
I'm not in agreement either,
like,
but it's happening.
But you know what I'm saying? The only reason why I have a problem with it is because you have people that will misuse the label.
They will misuse
the call. I'm transgender. Okay. Like, how do I really know if you're transgender? Like, you're not walking around with cards or something like so.
Exactly.
I mean, like, saying you're officially transgender.
Give it a couple of years. Not even a couple of years. I wouldn't be surprised in another year or two you're going to be doing that.
But my thing is, still in all, a male walking up into a female's bathroom, that doesn't make, you think that's going to make other women comfortable?
Mm-hmm.
Transgendered or not. If you don't have the tools to support why you're there, then you don't need to be there.
Exactly. Just like you said, how do I know you're transgender? How do I know you just decide to put on a dress and a wig and looking like a woman, because you want to go in the bathroom and get busy or be nasty or do something else?
Exactly.
Like, how do I know that?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. A transvestite is a person, typically a man,
mm-hmm.
who derives pleasure from dressing in clothes primarily associated with the opposite sex. I'm really confused because I thought a transvestite was somebody who dressed differently and they did something about their plumbing.
No, transvestite
is more.
Yeah, that's more of like those people that do the, those men that do the,
like
do the shows. Yeah, they do those shows or like, just like I said, they just enjoy dressing as women, but, you know, they may be still attracted to women and they just like dressing like women, but they're still attracted to women.
All right, and you know what? Listen, like I said, Brother B don't knock anybody's hustle. You live your life. You do you. As long as you don't bring the shamrocks and shenanigans my way, because I get down a certain way. As long as you don't do, I really don't care. Listen, we can sit down, have a brew, we can talk, all that stuff. But you know what I'm saying? Certain, don't get hands on or nothing like. We shake hands, but we don't get hands on. Like, that's just that. So I ain't got a problem with anybody. But, yo, all this is confusing. It's too many trans this, trans that, trans fat, trans this. It's a lot. Like, it's too many. Just listen, my thing is, yo, just how did Nirvana say it? Come as you are. Like, that's all.
Wow.
Why you got to be a label? Why you got to be, like, an ingredient in a big-ass bowl of salsa? Like, why can't you just, you know what I'm saying? Like, really?
That's the way it is, world.
So we got transgender, we got transvestite, and now we got some new stuff popping off.
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Trans age.
Wait, trans age?
Trans age. Tell you
like
what, trans
age.
A-G-E. Yep.
Okay,
trans,
you got to tell me what this is.
All right, trans aged refers to someone who identifies as an age different from the one aligning with their date of birth. So in other words, if I'm a 50-year-old man,
mm-hmm.
but I'm like, and I wake up and say, damn that, I'm 13. And
what?
I start living my life as a 13-year-old. Yes, it's called trans age. Listen, I saw the damn video where it was like this 50-something-year-old dude.
Mm-hmm.
He had on a little red wig looking like Pippi Longstocking and a little dress.
God.
And he said he was a 6-year-old.
Oh, get the hell out of there.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he had adoptive parents that were okay. Like, he left his family. He had a daughter and all that stuff. Like, he just, yo.
See, this is what I'm talking about. See, no. See, this is some stuff that I'm telling you. This is stuff that people make up just to satisfy themselves. You can't, ain't no way in hell. Ain't no way. And I'm telling you, this is something that people, they make up on their own. They make this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But that man probably sat in his house and said, you know what, I'm going to make up something so this way I can act like a 6-year-old.
Well, apparently, he's not the only one out there. Because
no, I'm sure he's not.
There are other people out there who are trans age. And I'm like, huh? I'm like, okay. All right. So
nah.
I'm just a little baffled with all this you know, all these different prospects. Like, you know, it's like going into a McDonald's. Even though you go to McDonald's every day for
mm-hmm.
lunchtime, but you just keep staring at the menu. It's like you have too many options. Well, I can have
way
this
too
today.
Many options.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Now they're serving breakfast for lunch, so I can eat pancakes right now, but I'm not really
yeah,
feeling
you know,
like breakfast. So
the McRib is back.
The McRib is back, but yeah, I'm not feeling ribbish, so I might just get a McRib for later on because I might get hungry, but then I get the Big Mac now, the Big Mac meal, but then I can supersize it, and then it's just too many options. It's just too much.
Too much going on there.
It's too much. So now somebody, you know, can, like, be like, oh, I don't have to be a man. I can be a woman. Or I don't have to
be, a little boy.
I can be a little boy, like Pinocchio. Or I can be a man. I can be a man and dress like a woman. Or I can be a man and marry a chick.
And you could call me Ray, or you could call me Bill, or you could. I knew you was going. You could call me Ray. That's what that sounds like. And you could call me Ray, or you could call me Bill.
Like, you can wake up. One day you could just be anything. It's like, and you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not knocking anybody's hustle. But yo, come on, man. Like, really?
Unbelievable. That's all I can say. Unbelievable.
This is how people become confused.
Mm-hmm.
This is how kids grow up confused.
They already confused.
It's not because of the homosexuality. Or the poly triad, or even the transvestite, or
the triad from what's that movie called? Bad Boys or whatever.
Oh yeah, the gang. The triad.
Oh god.
You know what it is? It's just the fact that there's too many umbrellas of different identities to run under.
Right.
That now when instead of trying to find out who you are, you attach yourself to a group and then you become it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because nowadays it's too hard, because some people are just too hard pressed. They're like, oh my gosh, I don't know who I am. We'll find out. No, I don't want to. So I'm just going
to
be
something. I'd rather identify with something else.
Yeah, I'll find a group and I'll run with them. It's like a gang, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what? I mean, sometimes, listen, I ain't got nothing against gay people, homosexual people. I got nothing to them at all. But, yo, some of them, they're gang, son. I don't care what you say. They like, yo, they're a gang. It's like, yo, they don't like any – some of them don't like nobody but gay people.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, wait a minute. That's not nice. That's not fair. Like, I don't have no problem with you. But some of them have an attitude like, oh, we don't like
this. Some of them are, the hook. They're very picky of who they're around or who they deal with.
I'm like, wait a minute. You don't like my kind. Like, you're being discriminatory of my color? Like, oh, we don't care about
right,
color.
But then they don't.
We don't like straight people.
But then don't like it. Yeah, right. And then don't like it when people are act the same way with them. Then they're ready to go in an uproar.
Exactly. And I'm like, yo, listen, to each his own. But nobody shouldn't be no one should be treating anyone else really differently because of who they are, what color they are, what they represent. Because I said it before and I say it again. As long as you don't get on my nerves, we cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I'll be damned if you're going to be a 50-year-old person acting like a 4-year-old, a 6-year-old. Like, all right.
Yeah,
something's
and that's
say,
an excuse.
I'm not wiping your ass. But you have to wipe your own ass.
God. And most 4-year-olds, by now, they should be knowing how to wipe their butt. They just need a little cleaning, but. Oh,
yeah, exactly.
God. Yeah, like, I can't.
Hold on, 5891, you're on the air of Dominion. What up?
Hi, I'm trans race.
You're trans what? Oh my god!
He's trans race. So you must be like a human mixed with an alien or something like that, or you just multinational. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to be trans race. I am going to trans race from being black to green. Party like a rock star. That's right, y'all. Party like a rock star.
Man,
Man, oh man, oh man, people. People, people, people.
We got to do better.
We got
we
gotta
to
do better.
Better.
Listen, the other, what's funny was this, with, oh, by the way, hey, y'all, for those of you who are listening, this is the man of the hour. This is Professor K-Dog. here to spread some knowledge to this crazy, crazy, crazy-ass world.
Thank goodness.
Well, he's a trans speaker.
Yeah. I'm a trans speaker and trans free. Listen, people. Man, you know what? Today I was talking to my coworker, man, and he was telling me with all the transgender. Now, hey, I ain't knocking nobody. If you feel a certain way, if you are who you are, hey, more power to you. Just don't bring it to me. But however, he was telling me, he said, man, you know, as the warmer weather approaches, man, we got to be on our P's and Q's as men to see what's really going on. Because, you know, I say, hey, listen, these days you can't tell by the Adam's apple anymore. You can look at the legs.
Nah.
You can't even tell by the legs.
Damn.
Nah.
Now, that's really
No,
scary,
you can't, because I've seen some women, sometimes I have to look at them twice myself, like, damn, is that a woman or a man? Like, I know she's a woman, but them legs, she got them things kind of square, not strong.
Yeah,
yeah, manly looking,
not strong.
Not strong, but strong.
And you know what? One of my boys said this, man, you know, if you're going to make a move on a woman, man, you got to ask her for a picture of her when she was a kid, because.
Oh yeah. And it's sad.
It's gonna get worse. Next dude's gonna start
It would be like
the do you carry tampons, or it would be like the crying game in real life.
Remember that movie? Oh my God.
That crying game movie
was off the hook.
I only saw that joint once and that joint gave me nightmares, man. I was like, oh damn. What the hell? I was like, yo, I only saw a few scenes. To tell the truth, I only saw a few scenes. After that one scene, I was out. I was like, yo,
see?
I'm done.
They was trying to tell y'all from that time. Beware.
Yeah, because these days, man, you know, ain't no woman's going to tell me, oh, I got a deep voice. A voice like Barry White. Don't tell me that you got it from smoking. Don't you dare tell me you got that from smoking a cigarette. Come on now.
Mm-mm-mm.
Your voice
and
is deeper
what?
Than mine.
Yeah, right. Not even just that, but guess what? Remember Jerry Springer? Jerry Springer was on for years, still on, and you still got men going on there talking about, oh, you a man, sir. Like, really? Come on now.
I saw a guy on Jerry Springer one time get choked because he said, well, it's like, he broke it down. He said, oh, it's like Jerry said, we boys. So the dude just grabbed him by the throat.
But I'm just saying, like, in 2017, it's like, come on now. Like, come on. Like, my goodness, like, we still going through this?
Yeah.
But just like you said, it's on, though.
You know what's funny? I thought we saw the end when we saw drag queens, but now they ain't that much drag queens now. They're transforming, man. I mean.
Yep.
Yo, it's scary, man. I mean, you have to ask. Can I see a picture of you when you're a kid? Or,
like, do you know what bothers me? You know what bothers me?
Yeah.
Not to cut across? You know what bothers me? All right. Listen, once again, I don't have any problem with homosexuality, whether it's man, woman, whatever. Like I said, do you. You know, just don't get on my nerves. That's all.
Exactly.
We can get along. We can all get along. Just don't get on my nerves.
We could be cool,
now,
but don't bring it to me.
Yeah, exactly. Now, my thing is this. What I don't like, and I have to call a spade, the Down Low Brothers. Or the download who sit there and say that, oh, I'm not gay, but yet you sleep with men. Now, listen, you have women, some women in a false sense of security, but you're giving them a false sense of security by sitting there saying, oh, well, no, I'm this, and I'm a man, and blah, 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 but yet you're sleeping with her and you're sleeping with a man, but yet you're in denial. Like, don't
what?
Do
like,
that.
How that works?
That's
right.
No,
like, I don't understand how that works.
Let me tell you. You know what? I'm glad you brought that up, Brother B, because guess what? This week they talked about what's going on in the South. Like in North Carolina, they said that the STDs are on the rise. And I know that people have told me this. This one dude had told me, he said, man, he went down to Atlanta, Georgia, and he said he was hanging out there. And this dude walked up to him and said, yo, what's good? He thought it was a dude trying to step up to start a fight. But no, what's good? It was a dude that was trying to hit up on him.
Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
Yeah, man. That download crap, man. And you know what? It's not just the dudes that are on the download. Yeah, some chicks out there on the download, too.
Oh, yeah. But see, you know the flip seat? Now, this is where the double standard come in on y'all side because men are more accepting of women on women.
For some reason,
men are more accepting of that.
This is the thing. When it comes to men being accepted to them, Brother B, you will agree with me on this one. Listen, how can I explain it in a better way? Like, when it comes to women, it's like I don't know. It's like an arousal that some men. I'm not saying all men, but some men might find
fun.
Basically, let's just say not some, but men in general. We as men will find it very. Men will find it very like arousing when two women are engaging in a sexual activity.
Right. Okay.
It's like.
But see.
Right.
I'm like this. Just don't get on my nerves. I don't care what the hell you
are. Just don't get on my nerves.
Just don't get on my nerves.
You know what it is?
But be fair. But be fair to the partner.
That's your whip. Be honest.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, be honest to and let them know, yo, this is what I'm working with.
There are some guys out there. I mean, if you are who you are and you're – stop lying to the female because you know what? It messes the female's mind up.
Right.
It does. It does damage to that female. That female will go on thinking that every man is like that. And I'm like, huh? I love women. I mean, what the hell?
And unfortunately, and I hate to say this, guys, and, you know, unfortunately, your male counterparts don't think that way. And they just keep doing the same thing over and over again.
It's selfishness, exactly. Because if that's your niche, if you are a homosexual, I mean, hey, I ain't knocking anybody for being who they are. People are born that way. If you are that and you need to put a front, then that means you're not being truthful to yourself.
And you're
not being truthful to the person. So don't lie and say, I'm a manly man, but yet you're boinking another dude. That's a problem.
And don't sit there.
Right.
My thing is, don't sit there and say that. Oh, I'm not a homosexual. All right. So what are you?
What are you?
Yeah,
you're
a dude
from time to time.
You want to get porked in the chops. I mean, a man that likes to get porked in the chops. That's not something like that's not normal to at least to me. That's not normal.
Well, you're not heterosexual, so you can't sit there and
you're
heterosexual sleeping with
right. Yeah,
man.
But then you'll have a guy that say that'll say, "Oh, I'm not a homosexual. I like women, but I just want to get porked in the chops, or I want a woman that like
oh my
that'll
goodness.
Be like."
Brother
B, I hate to put it out there because we family, but I have to tell this story. I've had a dude ask me to do that to him, and I was like, are you gay? And he was like, no. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, but he wanted me to take something and do that to him. And I'm like,
He wanted you to take a pickle and put it in the salad.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Yo,
and he was, and I asked him, I said, well, are you gay? And he's like, no, I'm not gay. And I'm like,
dude,
I'm not doing that.
Big Red.
Yes.
That's suspicious. That's some suspicious.
Oh, yeah. When he said that, I was like, I'm not doing that.
That's mad.
Well, you know what? Some people will classify it and say it's a part of sex.
No, it's not.
That's not
a part of normal sex.
That's a normal part of sex.
Well, wait a minute. Now, hold on. I'm not defending it, but I'm just saying, if he wanted you as a female to do that and not a male, then you kind of got to look at it for what it is. And it just being a sexual act between a man and a woman.
Right, I understand.
Now,
but I'm not doing. No,
it'd be different if he had like Rufus there doing it, and it was like, whoa, yeah, like whoa, wait a minute.
I get that, but I'm like, nah, I'm not.
Yo.
Because guess what? That opens the door for Lucas or you know somebody. You know that opens the door for that. And then my thing is this, you might be doing Lucas already and just say, well, you know what, I want her to do it. So Lucas and her. You understand what I'm saying?
It's just like this, it's just like this whole transgender. It's just like this whole transgender thing. Now, okay, I know a lot of people, I don't want to talk about them. I mean, I can't stand it. But however, a transgender man, what he'll do is that he'll add female body parts to him. Like, he'll add the breast till even, damn, man, it hurts to even talk about it. Chop off the manhood.
That's not transgender. Like, transgender is just the feeling, your feelings. It's how you
feel
feeling.
About
yourself. That,
but,
that's not
however,
even
here's what I have to
your,
ask.
Your physical attributes.
Here's what I have to ask. Now, when it comes to the female turning into the man, I mean, down there, man. The hell are you gonna attach? How the hell are you gonna put something down there, man? I mean,
listen, I've been trying to wonder that for the last 100 years of my life too. So
I,
a matter of fact,
I,
you know what?
Like,
let's have an aficionado tell her. Hot Rod, you're on the air with the menu.
Oh
yeah,
my God! Excuse me, he's an aficionado.
He's a man of mystery that's well versed.
Yo, Hot Rod, I will buy you 2 shots of tequila, man. If you could tell me how the hell is it that when a female turns into a man, what the hell do they do down there?
Okay.
What do they do down there?
Okay. That's what I want
to. All right, 2 things, because I'm running to the supermarket right now. That's the only way I could call in. Brother B, with your permission, can I plug my show on your show?
Of course.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, tune into Blog Talk Radio Monday night at 10:30 to the Ask the Truth Show with our first crazy topic on show 101. Is Jesus Christ real or fictional character?
That's gonna cause a storm, man.
Yeah.
They might shut you down. Jack.
They might shut you down for that.
Well, Milton Nex is gonna have an opinion about that.
Hey, listen, everybody is entitled to their own opinion. I'm not criticizing no one religion. I just want to know the absolute truth, along with the menu on the side, too. But other than that, I want to tell you a little bit of work story about your topic. Yesterday, I saw and bumped into Caitlyn Jenner in my location.
Will you hush?
As a matter of fact, I had to ask you about that. How was it like, man?
You know what? I'm not going to lie, and I'm not the only one. When we met Caitlyn Jenner, I did not just like saying hello to him or her, whatever you want to say personally, but everybody had that bad, you know, for the most part. Yes, we're all supposed to support one another, love each other, but at the same time, I don't care what anybody says, you have questions. questions that cannot really be answered completely. If you're a man, if you're born a man or woman, I'm sorry. That's your intention to be. And that's what I tell people. I ask my gay friends and my lesbian friends, and they, most of them themselves don't understand transgenders. But when you saw Caitlyn Jenner, like, yo, you want ugly bitch. You're creepy and you're ugly.
Yo,
like, yo,
stupid.
You know,
yo, that's an ugly ass. Yo, that's a horror
show. You don't want to say that? You don't want to say that to someone? But when you see that, like, god damn.
Damn.
Well, all that money, all that, everybody keeps saying Wheaties box, and you look at him or her, like, damn, you know? And, like, if this is, you felt like a woman for a long time, like, why now? Why?
At the age of 67.
Go to that. At 67. I mean, most of us say, oh, no, he's looking for media attention, or ever since he's messing with the Kardashians, he's been screwed up. And once again, everybody have questions, but nobody don't have the complete answer. And trust me, he or she was, like, rude, you know? Like, he really tried to be a diva, like. Like, honey, you're too late for that, okay? You're 67 years old. Sit your ass down, okay? But
I think the Kardashians got some type of voodoo going on. Cause everybody
the Kardashians
I
some
think so, too.
They media awards, man. They have that voodoo. But Hot Rod, you still ain't answer my question, dog. How the hell is that transgender
You can't. That's the bottom line. You just can't. No matter what you want, if you cut it off or you have an attachment to it, you just can't. You're a male or a female.
Right.
That's the bottom line. That's the way I see it. I'm entitled to my opinion. I told people, like, I'm not down in transgenders, but you know what?
Me
neither. At the same time,
yeah,
you know,
because I don't understand how, like, with the woman part, like, I don't understand either part. I don't know how the hell that mechanism gets turned into, like, how the hell do you do that? What what school did he go to, and how many years he went to that damn school to get to learn how to do that? Like, where you getting from?
But you know what?
Yo,
but
listen.
When people say that, oh, these conspiracy theories of this doesn't exist. Listen, my thing is this. If they could turn a man into a woman and vice versa, anything's possible.
There
was a couple of gay people who I asked a question to about this whole thing about the transgender. And this guy, mind you, gay man, he said this, that how is it that a man says he knows what it's like to be a woman when he's never had menstruation or he's never gotten pregnant?
You can't have no daggone babies.
He said that. He said you
can't carry no babies.
Exactly.
$2 of a gold turkey, please.
Oh, damn.
Okay,
well,
that's the question. and a lot of gay people said that they don't understand the transgender because they say, how could you say you know what it's like to be a woman when you've never been a female?
But also this. If you're transgender, basically you're saying that you're alternative lifestyle. You're gay. So my thing is, I don't understand how you can be gay but want your partner to look like a woman, then you're not really gay.
I have people that up because I ask people yes in my job location. If you date a transgender, does that make you a homo or a straight person?
That's the question.
Right.
I'm like, if I'm attracted to K-Dog, but I prefer K-Dog's wearing a dress, what does that make me then? I'm very confused. I'm even more confused about that.
I'm very confused.
Oh, damn. What the hell?
You know?
Like
I told the people at my job, if my son come up to me and, oh, that's a beautiful woman, Daddy. That's not a woman. That's a man. Huh?
Hot Rod, I was saying that earlier about the summer, man. We got to be careful. We got to be real.
Yeah, y'all got to be careful during the summer.
Man.
No, I'm not going to lie. I met beautiful transgenders or he, she's, whatever, especially in the West Village. I have no problem with that. If you look good, girl, you look good. But don't be upset if I call you a man. But I'm sorry. you are mad. Okay?
That's what you are. But my
yeah,
you are
what you are.
I got one for you. I got one for you, Hot Rod. And this is something you can bring up on Monday. So basically, we do have people who live the alternative lifestyle, and they also still believe in God. So my thing is, are you saying that God made a mistake? Wow. Mm. Because you were born a man, but you feel like a woman. So if God Most High is supposed to be perfect. So what are you trying to say?
Yeah.
Most High made a mistake.
Right, yeah. That's
a question.
God don't make mistakes, right?
That's what I'm saying. So
right?
Like, how could you be like religious or into religion be gay? And it's not,
exactly.
Once again, it's not to knock anybody that is homosexual, but the thing is, my question is, are you saying that God made a mistake because you came out one way but you feel another?
No, it was not God, it was the parents' fault. It was the egg and the sperm did not fertilize the right way. So you got to blame the
yeah.
sperm and the egg. So that, you blame that on the parents. Right?
Oh,
it's not
okay.
God.
Blame it on the parents.
I thought you were gonna blame
it
on
our fault.
You know?
But Big Red and Brother B, how do you explain this to the children? You know. Without,
that's what I'm saying.
If you don't understand,
yeah, because
yourself,
the South Grove children get confused because they're gonna sit there and say like this, wait a minute, how could that person so a little boy might look and say like this, why does he dress like a girl?
But not really, these kids, let me tell you something. We are not living in the time where, I'll say maybe like the late 80s, early 90s, mid 90s. These children that's growing up now, they already know about
advanced.
This stuff.
They're already
yeah. but
you
know what?
You know why? They
but
live
you know,
it.
But you know, but what's sad about that is now you limit their options. Well, actually, you
right.
get too many options. Because
you get
before,
too many options,
like,
yeah.
Because mm-hmm. before it was, all right, if you're a man, you go with a woman. If you're a woman, you go with a man. But now
right.
the door has been opened for like, well, oh, you don't have to live that life. You can live another way.
Right.
You can live whatever
right.
way you want.
I got two daddies, but one dressed like a woman.
But
I got two moms. You know, you understand what I'm saying?
But
guess what?
Pressure.
There are some.
It creates pressure.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know what? There are some families who still uphold that same value because let's just remember, everybody, you're living in the United States. You know the United States is a Christian country. And you
mm-hmm.
have those who have strict Christian values. Who will
but
shun their relatives?
Christians out here.
No. This is where I'm getting to, and you're absolutely right about that. But, however, in a strict Christian home, they'll do is this: they will shun that relative. If a parent notices that their son is gay, their son or daughter is gay, they will
mm-hmm.
shun them. They will shut them out, kick them out the
mm-hmm.
house. You're no longer allowed in the family. You understand
sure,
what I'm saying?
Sure, but what Brother B is saying is, well, too many options also lead to more bullying.
Yeah,
well, you have the kids that don't understand this and would lead to bullying, and that's why transgender have a higher rate of suicide.
Right,
so people can accept this type of thing.
But that's just like
because
that. I don't know if y'all seen that.
Sure. They're not sure. They're not sure what they want to do or what they want to be.
Right, but see,
like,
you
yeah,
have parents.
Like they're more confused.
You have
it's
parents
like, it's
that will try to push it on them because I don't know if y'all ever seen, and I've seen it several times where there's this lady, or I've seen it several times where she lets her son wear pink toenail polish and lets him dress like
wow.
a female and stuff like that. I've seen it. I've seen that, and she
and
lets him, and she just lets him do it, and I'm just like what?
And I can't stand it because when a child, like 6 or 7 years old, I'm sure you heard about it, come up to me, like, come up and say, I want to be called, I'm a girl, I'm a guy, I'm a boy. You're 6 years old. What do you know about transgender?
About being a girl.
Exactly.
Right. And there's, you
right.
know, Rob, I'm glad you brought that up, Rob, because there's a reality show. I think that boy's a teenager now. He's living life as a transgender.
Yeah, I think I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They say he's been that way since he was about six or seven.
But at the same time, Brother B, Big Red and Kato, he can't find a date. I can't imagine why.
Yeah, but guess what? He's gonna find a damn date because he's gonna find somebody because they out because, like I said, because of the generation that we're living in now, these kids they're trying to push, and that's what I don't like. They're trying to force these things on these kids.
And you're
they're
confusing
forcing
them.
This lifestyle on these children.
And you can't do that.
No, you shouldn't do that.
You're not supposed to do that. Don't do that.
That's my thing. You can force sexuality on the kids. But guess what? If someone tries to force religion, then it's like, oh, you're not supposed to force religion on the children. But it's all right for you to force sexuality, trying to pick which gender they want to be in. That's all right for you to put that on.
The problem that I have is when they start experimenting. Because then that's the thing.
Yeah.
See, that can be dangerous because one day you want to sleep with a girl, the next day you want to sleep with a guy, the next day you want to sleep with something else, and this and that, and the third. Like, you know what I'm saying? You can't continue to live on the experimental path or walk on the experimental path.
Until you find out who you really want to be, either you are or you're not, and that confuses kids. And you know what? Like you mentioned about the suicide, why do you think so many kids end up committing suicide because of, when they find out that they're gay and they can't go up to their parents and tell them that they're gay, because the parents will shun them.
Let's not just talk about the suicide rate, but let's talk about the high rate in HIV and AIDS and sexually transmitted diseases. This is why this is why from when they are you could say junior high school into high school and college, this is why that rate is so high, because just like you said, everybody wants to sleep with everybody.
We're doing it for a while.
Everybody wants to experiment.
And that's dangerous. That's dangerous.
And my thing is, it's nothing wrong with you experimenting, but they're not using their brains in terms of using contraceptives and stuff. They're not doing that.
You know what?
They're not doing that.
That's why our generation is different from this generation. Because you know what?
Absolutely.
It was because back in the day, you bought that.
I don't mean to cut you short, K-Dog, but wait, we got less than 60 seconds, so I guess everybody could do the little wrap up. Before we can shut down.
Let's wrap it up.
You know what I'm saying? My thing is, listen, real quick. Just be human. Before you be anything
else,
just be human first.
That's
right. That's what I'm talking about.
Just be human. Just be
you. Hot Rod and K-Dog, Absolute Truth, along with Nisha B and Sean Black, 10:30 p.m. on Monday.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Big Red, have a good night.
Yes, you too, guys.
Have a good night, y'all.
You too.
You catch y'all next. Hey, good night, y'all.
Catch y'all on the flip side.
That's right. All right, later, y'all.
Just don't get on my nerves.
Don't get on my nerves.
Later.
Take care, y'all.
Bye.
Later, y'all.
All right, later.